Hayadeya lishchet oichlin mishchitasa. If a child knows how to shecht, so you can eat from a shechita. Even though he doesn't know the halachas, but if he knows how to do it, so you can eat from it.
What's enough communion? He knows, he doesn't know.
No, he knows how to cut. He knows how to deal with a knife, but he doesn't know the halachas.
Check it.
Doesn't it say
Yes, so we're saying, but a child already that knows, a cotton that knows, is okay. Now, but you need an older person watching him, making sure that he didn't do any mistakes.
Why
not just enough.
Why are they different than the other ones? I'm saying other things we say, he knows he can do it, right?
But over here, he doesn't even know. He doesn't know the halachas. Still, if he knows how to do it, he knows how to cut. You know, you trust the child with a knife or not? I mean, he knows how to cut.
He
knows.
Know
no, he's, even though he's not a bucket in the halachas.
Could a lady shech? Empire doesn't know.
They can have children shechting all day and just adults.
They do?
I'm saying, how come Empire doesn't do that? It's just a
because they're not going to cut well. They're going to cut. It's going to be covered.
You can find a kid if you're in the street,
so.
You can't even find an adult.
Cut means 12. It's child labor. Next.
You're against child labor?
There could be a cotton that knows how to shecht better than a gadol.
Cotton? Okay. Yachal lechel kezayis dagam. If a child knows how to eat a kezayis of wheat, of chamesh mina dagam, any of the chamesh mina. How old is that? 9 months, I don't know. Machikim mitzayasai. Then you have to remove yourself from his tzayah if you want to daven. Umeim eragav abba amas, 4 amas. The gabe krishma and tvila. Because before that, it doesn't really have a din tzaya.
I think it's older than that because we're not talking about porridge. It's marshmallow tzvil daven.
Zakti Gemara, but this is all the Tanai. I'm Rav Chizda. V'ushi yachal ha'ochle b'chdei achilas pras. This is that he has to be able to eat it quick enough as achilas pras. Achilas pras can be 4 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe 9 minutes. So he has to know how to eat a cookie or something like that within 9 minutes. Sure.
I'm saying people want the dirty diapers, but they're dirty with a baby or
of a baby, no. It doesn't have a smell.
Of a 2-year-old, no problem.
2-year-old, yeah, 2-year-old could eat.
Okay.
Yeah, within 9 minutes you can eat kazayas.
The issue, if the issue is soya's, like
the smell.
So then, who cares how fast he eats it?
No, because that means that his body's not really. It's a show on the body. It's not just a. If he can't eat it that quick, then that means his whole body doesn't work.
It's not going to digest it, so that it smells.
It has nothing to do with the substance, because the haraya that the mirror glam is also not a problem. It's also, or not a problem at the beginning and a problem later.
Right.
It's a haraya, because even if you didn't eat for 2 months, it doesn't matter. It still has a din of that yachal.
Even if the gadol only ate vegetables, it doesn't make a difference. Now, ubegadol, afal b'shein yachal lecha b'chdei achilas pras, a gadol, even though he can eat b'chdei achilas pras, let's say he's an old man, whatever it is, he can't eat b'chdei achilas pras, it's still a problem. Dechsiv yosef das, yosef macha, very interesting pasuk. The more das you have, the more it smells. Okay? What's that?
What does that mean?
That's what it's talking about?
Yes.
What? I missed something here.
Why?
Okay, right.
Yeah, that was good questions. So it's my right. It's Matthias, it's not a question. Yochel Lechel Kezayis. What?
They didn't teach it in 6th grade science.
Yosef Das, Yosef Macha. Macha means Mesriach. It's not.
From the first cave, yeah.
Asher says Macha, Macha is Mesriach.
I want to have the little translation. Josh.
I think Yosef Das must mean age.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What does machu mean literally?
Smell.
Pain.
Literally?
Machu means pain.
Cave means pain, but over here we mean we're talking about smell. Yachal lecha kezayisli. If the child could eat a kezayis of roasted meat, sheikh and all of us a Pesach, you could count them in for carbon Pesach. Right? Shanema ish lefi achle. And if that means he could eat ish lefi achle, if he could be eaten, if he could eat it, then you count them in. If you daima achi yachal levar achila, till he could choose the achila, which means ketzad, nice and light tzur, you give him a rak vizak, and he throws it away, egos, and not, and he takes it. So that's what you have So these are all the Gedarim. We went through many Gedarim when a child is mechuyev to chinuch. Under than this age, younger than this age, not mechuyev to chinuch. We said by lulav, kalzman he could shake. Titzis, kalzman he could be ma'otiv. Tvilin, if he knows how to protect himself from it, which means he knows not to go to the bathroom, he knows not to be mafiach. Very important, halacha.
So there's no one age that chinuch starts. It depends on what
mitzvah. Right. It depends on what mitzvah, and depends. There's no, even in the mitzvah, every child's different.
Is that still negated today?
Sure.
That every chinuch starts for different things at different ages?
Sure.
What's the share for the ones that aren't listed? There's a lot of mitzvahs that aren't listed.
Ask me the marshal what. Kishma and Tahir, sitting in a sukkah is a problem to feed him out of the sukkah, but sitting in the sukkah is not okay. Because that the Gemara says, we learned it. Right. If he needs his mother. Learning Tahir and Mechayiv right when he knows how to talk. You have to teach him, the first thing you have to teach him is Tahir Tzivah Lana Moshe. Moshe Kiyos
Yaakov. It's an interesting question, feeding a baby in the sukkah.
That's a big shalom. If you let it, it's a little baby, it's partially allowed to. But if it's already older than that, to be sefeya be a dying, not eating the sukkah, not so partial. Okay. Then tires, and then there you go, shechita, and tzayah is a very important halacha also. It's very negated tzayah is when you have babies in the house. So if you let a daven in front of it, if you let it say a brach in front of it, you got to turn my kishma and tefillah.
Okay. So that's all the Easter is, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Different room.
Sometimes he's changing a baby in the same room. Okay.
Is this the chiv? This a chiv of chinuch? So you have to be a man of him on the Purim Pesach when he's a chinuch? You have to?
Well, it's your chiv of chinuch, yeah. It's not a day rice. It's your chiv of chinuch on your child. Yeah. Hanach lulav agazel. Lulav arava. Lulav or arava, which we do in Hashanah Rabbah, could be, we don't do it mamash, but something in the hand like that. Shisha v'shiva. Sometimes it's 6 days and sometimes it's 7 days. And the Mishnah is going to go ahead and explain. Halal v'asimcha shmoina. Halal, saying halal, you do all 6 days of Yantif. Simcha, happy, you should do all 6 days of Yantif. What does happy mean?
Shmoina means.
All 8 days. Shmoina means together with the
Shmoina
Teres. Simcha is happy. What is happy? You eat the carbon. Basa shlamim. Today, that you don't have basa shlamim, what do?
Nice clothing, wine.
Nice clothing, wine.
Meat, anyway.
Meat, maybe, yeah. So all 8 days, you got to do that. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim. Sukkah, you sit in the sukkah 7 days, shiva. Nisach hamayim was instead of the nisach hayayim. On sukkahs, they did nisach hamayim. In the morning, not at night. Hachalol, the trumpet, they used to make sukkahs v'sheva. Chamisha was 5 days, v'shisha. Sometimes it's five, sometimes six. Depends when it's Shabbos. Lulav. Oh, now the Gemara is going to stop. Now the Mishnah is going to stop. Lulav Shiva Ketzad. How do you have Lulav? You have 6, 7 days. If Yantav Rishon Shachag Shachali is B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, then you shake the Lulav even on Shabbos. That's where you end up 7 days. So Lulav Shiva V'Shakal Ayamim. But if Sukkot fell out on Monday or any day in the week, and Shabbos is a random day in Sukkot, it's not the first day, you do not shake the Lulav on Shabbos. Because since it says the first day is Deicha even Shabbos. The rest of Sukkot is not Deicha Shabbos. Arava Shiva Kate said, when do you have that you take the Arava 7 days? Yom HaShvi'i Shal Arava Shechali is B'Shabbos. If the seventh day of Arava fell out on Shabbos, then it's Deicha Shabbos. Even if the other days fell out on Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos.
What does Arava mean?
So that's going to be, we're going to get to, that's going to be the circus, but it's a Shabbos.
And it was a derisa that we did even on.
Right. So that's what we do it on the seventh day.
It's
not
based
on
Mikdash.
Yes.
I thought it's not clear that's the derisa, it's a minute.
Yeah, okay, we're going to get there. We're going to speak about it.
Well, Mikdash doesn't say it's not based on Mikdash. Just, you know.
Well, you see, we're talking about challah, we're talking about all the things that they, the Nischamayim. So Hashanahs, so Aravas were complete opposite of Lulav. Lulav, the first day of Shabbos you take it. Aravah, the last day of Shabbos you take it. We'll see in the Gemara explanation for that. That's why we have Hashanah Rabbah, Zecha for that. And we never have Hashanah Rabbah falling out on Shabbos. Okay. Zot ima weiter. Mit
so,
smooth case.
So if Hashanah Rabbah came out on a Thursday,
yeah.
Then what happened? Then you only had it on 6? Because only
the 6. It's only Derech Shabbos.
It's only Derech Shabbos on Hashanah Rabbah.
Yeah. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzah. Where do you have Lulav being Derech? The Shabbos, take it, the word Shabbos. Yantav Arish Shachag, Shachal is B'Shabbos. The first day of Yantav that fell on Shabbos. Ma'ilichan as Lulavayim Harabayas, they would bring it to Harabayas on Erev Yantav, on Erev Shabbos. Ma'achazonim, which were the Shamoshim, the Gaboyim, the Kabbalman, they would accept it. Beside you nice and Lagabi Itzdiva, they will put it on the Itzdiva. Vazakanim Anichan Shalahem Belishka. But the Zakanim, they didn't want to get pushed, so they would put it on in a separate room. Umalamdamaisam and the Bezdin taught everyone to say, Laima, call me Shemagil Ulabi Liyode, if my lulav is going to come to your hands, Hareya Lobi Matana. It should be a Matana because not everyone was able to get the lulav. It was mixed up. Lamacha, what happened? On Shabbos, what happened?
That's the first day?
First day.
But we said, you need Lachem was first day. We said, Makir.
So we told everyone to do Matana. It's
what's the half a meaning that they could find? You could find your own. They had hundreds of thousands of law.
I know. Lamacha, Lamashkimen, the next day you come and you wake up early, you're born, and you come by Chazanim, Zayk, and Isnof Nehem. They would throw the lulavim to the crowd. Behem Echatfer, and each one would grab it. Umakin Ishis Chaveh, everyone would smack each other. It was a little wild what was going on. Yukshiro, Bezin Shabol, the Sakana. Bezin saw this is not happening. This is coming, Sakana. The Skinu, the Mesakachi, Kalech, the Echam, Neto, Bebe, said, don't come to the Mesmedish. Rather, shake it in the house. And like this, there will be no fighting. Okay.